Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Oh. Welcome back, 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, for your listening pleasure. 1 hour in the books. That means three more to go as we take you all the way up until 11 p.m. Coming up, the guest for this hour will be, who we got? We got Bill Orem, right? He covers the Lakers, OG Register. Fantastic
OG
basketball
Register?
Writer. That's I'm just I'm
know
like,
what that means.
I'm like Will Ferrell, man. I just whatever's in front of me, man, will be read. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you want to join in on the program, I'm going to. Some of these text messages are just phenomenal. The text line is on fire.
Phenomenal.
Tonight. Thank you, Jim Rome. Yes, they are great. Make that a cut, by the way. Cut that up. 888-957-9570. Do you play Steph Curry game three if he's healthy? Do you play him game four if they win game three? Your thoughts on that at 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line, which I will go to now. From the 408, Zach, stop calling Guru old because you're old. Did I call you old in this show? I don't even remember doing that.
Don't bother me. I'd still take you in any sport.
Okay,
that's my barometer.
A, we don't even know if that's true.
It is true.
Okay. You are right and I am wrong. No, not in this instance. We don't know if you're true or not. Right or not in that instance.
Mike Epps was at the Pacer game and was walking and fell down.
He's a Pacers fan.
Yeah, but he fell down.
Did he?
Wow.
I don't know why you care about that so much.
Just acting a fool.
Okay. All right. From the 408, the Warriors should not start Curry on Saturday, but he should get a little playing time, maybe like a minute, a quarter or so.
You're
so he
fired.
Gets...
Whoever sent that, a minute.
If you're bringing him back, you got
to
bring him back.
You don't bring him back until it's time to get to the big dogs.
I'm with you. From the 510, and this is the worst text of the night, I say call him Sean Livingston Seagull. If y'all haven't read Jonathan Livingston Seagull, check it out. Good book, and it's only like 100 pages. LJ. Oh. No.
I thought he was talking about the TV show Living Single.
Absolutely terrible.
Wow.
Terrible. Somebody called in and said that his nickname is already S Dot.
It was Karen.
Okay, so he calls himself that, but he stole that from Jay-Z, so...
You ain't going to say that to his face. When we see
I
him
would.
The
if I saw him, I'd say you should get a better nickname.
Be, yo.
Maybe Gumby, because Jay-Z already has S-Dot.
Whatever his nickname is, he's playing his ass off, and there's not a team that wouldn't want him.
No doubt. No doubt. And put this up on the poll. We have three polls right now. We have...
a trifecta.
Don't take from Damon. That's Damon's whole segment at the end of his show. That was terrible.
Throw the flag on me.
Yeah, throw the flag on him. He stole it from Damon Bruce. That was bad. I used to bet on the ponies. That was bad. Three polls right now at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Livingston, yeah, there we go. Livingston's nickname. 60% say it should be Gumby. 40% say Liv. How far can Dubs go without Steph? Make it to the finals / win the finals. You can vote on that. And also, do you like it when I say bang for a Bay Area news group? Here's the new poll. Here is the new poll. And this is the best one of the night.
Uh-oh.
From the 707. And this is the first time we've taken a texter's idea for a poll. New poll.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys have too many polls? Yes or no? Do Zachariah and the Guru have too many polls?
This just started,
yes
bud.
Or no? Yeah. And you know what's going to make me do?
We get a two-week infringement. We get 2 weeks to...
I'm going
to
make even more polls now.
I'm going to help you.
707.
Don't be a poll snob.
Yeah, don't be a poll snob, 707.
That sounds like tittle.
888-957-9570. Before we get into whether or not you would or would not play, even though you already told everybody what you would do.
They don't remember.
For game three. That's probably true. And they probably just
commercial.
Tuned in. Yeah. Yeah. They had some time to forget. We're in a new age world where you forget everything like that.
That's a nice shirt you got, sir.
Thank you. I did dress up for the A's executives.
I'm proud
By the
of
way,
you.
If you're listening out there, Mr. Lou Wolf, thank you very much for having
that
us.
That was from the whole game.
Ken Preece, it was a ball. You do not have to twist my arm to go to a suite and enjoy
free
food.
But what about Townie? I got a piece of pizza. I was on a good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some popcorn like 30 minutes later.
You okay.
Go, your wife not feeding you? As if I was just rerun.
Like you were tearing it
up? Yeah, I was like, boy,
good
you ain't
Lord.
Seen me off of vodka and cranberry.
Shame on Townie for judging you like
I'm gonna
that.
Text him when we're done. I may text him. Oh, no, but.
Let's go to the.
I think he was. Yeah, he goes, your wife not feeding you? I'm like, dude, people over here are going in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna text him now.
I tore that whole spread up. You kidding me? Free food? I acted like I haven't eaten. I don't have a wife.
Thicker than a Snicker.
Thank you, Townie. Let's go to Jason on the 280. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're fantastic. How are you? Hope we're making your commute a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. You guys always got me laughing, but check out this nickname. I just came up with it in the car.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Stretch Armshawn.
That's kind of ripping off of my Gumby, but I like it. It's in the
it
same...
Is. No, it definitely is, because I heard you say Gumby, and that's where I thought of it. But first, actually, I thought Inspector Gadget... Like, there's no way. Let me put John in there. There's no way.
Jason, when I used to go to a job interview and didn't get the job, they would say, don't call us. We'll call you. Hey, good job.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate the phone call.
Zach, what about, why didn't you tell him that it was okay in this?
It was all right. What about Stretch Livingston? No?
Are we making a list of this?
What was the best
we'll
one? Long Sean Silver?
And yours,
I think that
Gumby.
Gumby.
Yeah.
Liv is definitely not going to make
L-I-V,
the cut.
Liv.
Q-Tip, Big Sean.
Microphone.
S-Dot. We need to make a new poll at the end once we have all the suggestions. Calm down. Don't look at me like that, 90210. Don't be a poll snob.
You're working
snob.
Them, Zach.
All right. Well, I'm working them again right now. Gabriel in
Don't
Oakland.
Don't be a poll snob.
Thank you. Go ahead, Gabriel in Oakland.
Well, I wanted to kind of give Livingston a more of a tough name because he's kind of a stretch guy. He's kind of real skinny.
He's a stretch guy. Cut that up. Cut him up saying stretch guy. Anyways, go ahead, Gabriel.
So what I'm thinking is, how about Bones?
Bones?
Bones. Yeah.
Are you hearing this? Because I'm hearing
Bone.
Bone?
Yeah,
bone.
Like Bone Thugs. You know,
bone. Bone doesn't stretch. Bones.
Like, here comes Bones down the court. Give him something tough. You know, toughen him up a little bit.
All right. I'm sorry, Gabriel. Thank you for the phone call.
It's not
appreciate
wrestling.
The suggestion.
It's not WWE.
But Bones don't stretch.
If we ever get big.
It was a terrible nickname.
I just want to just ask.
We're never going to get big.
I want to ask, well, thinking like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
I want to ask grown men why they follow wrestling. It's the biggest fraud ever, and grown men are infatuated with
you
it.
You are random as hell tonight.
No, that just, yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. All right. Andre and Vallejo on whether or not he would play Steph Curry. Go ahead, Andre.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking the call. I would play Steph Curry in game four after going up 3-0. I would just use the Blazers as practice, you know, and just bring Steph out, let him get his legs under him. I mean, not to get too cocky, but maybe even lose one just so you can get another one.
How many minutes are we talking?
Oh, by game four, full on Steph Curry, maybe limit him.
In game three?
20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Can I say something?
No, game three, no, not at all.
Okay. Oh, game three, nothing, and then game four, limited?
Game four, limited. 25, maybe 30.
All right.
Minutes.
Thank you, Andre. Because
you don't want on-the-job training against the Spurs, but at this point, with this procedure, it looks like that's what it's going to be because, Zach, you know everybody's Monday morning quarterback. Steph plays Saturday or Steph plays Monday.
Yeah.
And something were to happen, you know the story's going to be, why'd you guys
bring him back
when you didn't need to? So you're, I believe they say, between a rock and a hard place.
And your decision, if you were Steve Kerr / Bob Myers / Joe Lacob.
I'm putting it out there, Zach, game four. He has to get some run. He has to get some
game
So
you're sitting
run.
Him out Saturday.
Yep.
You're playing him Monday.
No matter if, yeah, and it's going to be 3-0. But you said on the drive over in the caddy that
Portland's tough to play in Portland,
but
Guru.
I think
you're
they're hard. If they would have got blown out again last night, uh-huh. then I get that. Dude, their heart was, they can't play
but
any
they were
better.
Getting, they were down damn 17.
But then they were up. The
I know, they won by 11.
If you can't win with the 10-point lead on the road.
But that was in Golden State. Right, this team played, look, this is the youngest team in the playoffs. By far. Everybody's below 25 years old that actually gets run. They're going to be way better at home.
And
playing a Warriors team without Steph.
Wow. They were on fire.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. We are men of the people, and you people are hijacking our show, but we're happy to get to you. We'll get to every single phone call coming up next. Couldn't even get to the sound, couldn't even get to whether or not I would play anybody, but we will talk to you because we are, again, men of the people. Daryl the Groover, Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. Man, I remember when this song came out.
Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. It's the Guru Zachariah on this beautiful day.
Did you think about that in the break, or did you just rip that off?
He's seen me in the caddy.
I've seen you good, but I've seen
terrible.
You bad.
It was off the top.
All right. The original Chronic that Guru's doing a parody of right there. That was good, though, man. It was solid. You get an A-plus for that.
Put that on the poll?
No poll for that. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, for your listening pleasure, 95.7 The Game, coming up at 8:30. Either more of your calls if you continue to hijack our show with all your ideas for nicknames for Sean Livingston. We've got a ton. I think my favorite so far is, what was it?
Long Sean Silver?
Yes, Long Sean Silver is my favorite. That's correct. And your original idea is looking so bad now.
Live?
Yeah, that's terrible, man. I had Gumby, and that's looking bad. We've got some other stuff. S. Dot apparently is the nickname that he's already adopted.
We don't argue that.
No. And we're also, I mean, at some point, we've got to talk about whether or not they should play Steph in Game 3. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795.
Oh, wow.
On Twitter, follow him. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. And vote on the polls that we've put up. I believe we have four now at 95.7 The Game. One of them is, do we have too many polls? So we'll get to the results of that later in the show as well. What do you got over there?
Yeah. No, remember.
Whoa, we have breaking news sounder?
No.
Okay. No.
Slow down.
False alarm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Remember, I posed a question about why are men infatuated with wrestling?
Uh-huh.
It's fake.
Yeah.
And from Nimi415, men watch wrestling for the same reason women watch Real Housewives reality TV. Get this. People love being lied to. Wow.
Are you trying to get deep on our show?
No, it's not deep.
Because we're not a deep show.
No.
But that was a deep tweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like being lied to.
He just wanted to give some love to the tweet.
No.
All right.
Didn't add you on it.
Let's go to, what is M-K-I-K-E? I'm assuming that's Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is your name Mike?
It's Mike.
Okay, because they put it as M-K-I-K-E, and I couldn't really read the M-K-I-K-E. You know what I mean?
Mike.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I got two of them. First one, Shantae in the Bay.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one, you guys got to help me out on this. It's if you remember the old school movie, Above the Rim.
Of course, with Tupac in it. The late, great Tupac. Rest in peace to his mother that passed the other day.
Anyway,
go ahead.
That's right. The one guy, the one cat who, I think his brother died, and he came out in his street clothes to ball, and he just had this smooth game just like Sean. I forget his name in the movie, but I swear his game's just like it.
I know Tupac was Birdie. I don't remember the guy exactly. I know who you're talking about. He was the late, great guy, and he was kind of like a gangster, kind of homeless, something, whatever.
Yeah, he was all tore up because his brother was like a stud on the playground. So
yeah.
Yeah,
I know where you're going, but I don't know exactly what the name is. And
was
the
it
first,
Marlon Wayans?
First one was all right. Thank you for the phone call. No, not Marlon Wayans. Although... S-Dot, as he likes to be called, looks a little bit like him.
Ugh, that's terrible.
Let's go to Mike in San Jose, also weighing in on the nickname. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're great. What's up?
Wow.
I'm looking for a nickname. I kind of took one part from the Long John Silver. So my nickname is Long Sean Splittingston. And I chose
like it.
Split defenders.
I like it.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike.
What about
Long Sean Splittingston? Why did you like that? Maybe I should have let him explain why he said
he did to me.
Stick.
I got it. I was
what, like splits like the double team.
Yeah, it splits the elevator doors. No, the whole LeBron
point,
used to be able to get to, and now
of Long Sean Silver is that it's a name that reminds you of Long John Silver.
I think
John
about
Silver.
Fish sticks in the freezer when I hear Long John. Yeah.
All right. Next time this guy calls in, B Money, I do not want him to be listed as Big Daddy. I feel uncomfortable calling somebody Big Daddy, but this is Big Daddy in Oakland. Go ahead, Big Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, fella?
We're good.
This is Big Daddy. I've been calling you guys before. You know, it's my first time this year. I called about the A's a lot, but I got a good one for you about Livingston.
Okay.
This is from an old action figure when people were like children from years and years and years ago. Stretch Armstrong Livingston from the old action figure.
Stretch.
We kind of already had that. Thank you for the phone call, Big Daddy. Again, call back in with a different
name.
He had
five names in it, but I'm not. I like the effort.
Stretch
E for effort.
Armstrong.
Hey, good still. God. Yeah, you need. Yeah.
Too much.
And then I got a tweet.
Gotta keep it
City
concise.
Living. City Living, Oakland.
City is Livingston, this? Yeah. Nah. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We are trying to get into some hardcore
But look at that.
Analysis.
It looks like ants on the screen.
We're trying to get into some hardcore analysis about whether or not the Warriors should play Steph, which is low-hanging fruit in Game 3, but I think it is worthy of a discussion. But you people want to keep talking about this, so we will. Let's go to David. I don't know what the 237 is, but go ahead, David.
And David on 237. Hey, great show, guys.
Thank you.
You know, first off, regarding Steph, they're going to play him if he's healthy. They've got to play him. He won't allow them to not play him if he's healthy.
That's true. I agree with that. But the question, I mean, you can stop him from playing. You can tell him that he can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
no,
you can.
No, you can't.
You can tell him he can't play.
That would completely ruin the chemistry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, can't. And as far as Sean goes, I'm gonna tell you, and this is gonna end the debate.
Okay. Ooh.
12 foot turnaround jump shot. He is.
I'm listening.
Money.
That's Draymond's
money?
Name.
Yeah. Thank you for the phone. You can't come in that confident,
yeah,
David.
He went Babe Ruth like it was gonna be.
Yeah, like he was gonna hit a walk off, and then he hits me with money.
Money.
Yeah. First of all, it's money green already for
which
Draymond.
Which is the best ever.
Second of all, I mean, Livingston's great, but is he money?
That's not cool, man.
No, thank you, Draymond. Wait, defend your nickname. Let's go to Daniel in Santa Rosa. Go ahead, Daniel.
What's up, man? I just wanted to say I think Sean Livingston's nickname should be Sean the Slim Jim Livingston.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
I'd put it on the poll even, but I think it would lose.
Was Jim,
I think it would be last place. Thank you for the phone call, Daniel.
If his name was Jim, it would. I feel like we're American Idol and we're the judges.
Yes, if his name was Jim, it'd be great
because
he is slim.
Yeah,
we've had a lot better suggestions than that. It might not
like
even
Liv.
Make the poll.
Liv is the leader.
Are we making a list of all the names that we're getting? Are we writing these down? I know I'm having you do a ton. You should get a raise for how much I ask you to do during a show. But you need to write down all the good ones. At least remember the good ones for the poll. Let's go to Gary in Oakland. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, keeping with the stretch, how about stretch? Jump Sean, or Stretch Jump Livingston.
Thank you for the phone call, Gary.
But he calls a lot. I like Gary.
Please don't stop listening to us, but yeah, no. Nah.
He liked it, though.
Stretch Jump Shot?
Livingston.
Stretch Jump Shot Livingston?
Yeah, Jump Shot.
Jump Shot. What? I'm lost. How is that?
Yeah, he didn't make it. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Thank you. Like when you didn't get jobs. Yeah. Freed in Oakland. Go ahead, Freed.
Job.
Hey, let me hook you guys up. First of all, the guy from Above the Rim, who was Tupac's brother, that's the famous actor Leon. His name was Shep.
Yeah.
Hang on. I didn't even hear the name. What was his name?
His name was Shep, and he had the corduroys in the championship game. Whoever plays in corduroys, hey, you're a baller in my book, because that's got to be really difficult.
Okay. Do you like Shep for Sean Livingston?
Shep for Sean Livingston is absolutely horrible. I would call him Slim Post.
Say that again?
Slim Post.
Slim Post.
Slim
he's going
post.
Into the post. He's a slim guy. I mean, these nicknames.
Slim post.
Yeah, it's just not. Thank you for the phone call, like Free. Thank you for telling us that.
Hey,
it was
Zach, I want you to run a slim post.
Yeah, skinny post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said slim.
Matt in Oakland. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, fellas, what's up, man? Good to hear y'all on.
Thank you.
I got this is my first, A and A1. Since Sean Livingston plays so big, you say Sean Biggingston.
Not bad. Not bad. That gets added to the list.
That's only his first one. Go ahead.
Wait. The second one. Right. If you don't like that one, you come with Sean Swishingston.
I like Biggingston better because he plays big.
Flash.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate the phone call.
Zach. Biggingston?
Sean Biggingston's pretty good.
That's the league.
Because it's also the Big Sean tie-in. No, I'm saying.
But yeah.
Big Sean, yeah. Sean Biggingston.
And he plays big.
That's good. That is good.
Wow, he had two of them.
Where are we going? Let's go to Ned in San Jose. Go ahead, Ned.
So I'm following up on the Long John Silver.
Okay.
I think he should just be Long. Just Long Sean. So you call him Long. It's a nickname. Sure.
Thank you, Ned. Please keep listening.
Some more
don't be upset with me, but you can't just call him with Long. We can't. I mean, Long.
Terrence Long.
First of all,
remember the center fielder for the A's?
I do.
Yeah,
he got thrown out by Ichiro on the most incredible defensive play I've ever seen in my life.
I'm gonna YouTube it when we're done. Wow.
Oh yeah, he threw him out from like the deepest corner of right.
I got
field
one
at third. Hey, hang on. Be honest with what you're about
this
to do.
This was handed to me.
Thank you. Okay.
I thought you didn't see.
Okay.
Sean Winningston.
No, man. Biggingston's better than that.
Yeah, but big is the
big. We have to make a list. We're going to make a final list.
No, big is it.
All right. Let's
right
go
now
to, and we have to find out if our next guest, the great Bill Orme, whether or not he can join us at 8:45, because here's what we do, Guru. We come in here all prepared. We've laid
analysis
out the statistics. We're going to give you everything we got. You guys don't give a damn. You know what you care about? Coming up with a nickname for Sean Livingston. And does he have a Twitter? Can we start something trending on Twitter? Can we start adding him so he can vote on which nickname he likes the most?
Call in.
Oh, yeah, because we know Sean Livingston. Let me text him, Guru. I don't know Sean Livingston.
It's the radio business.
Okay.
He might be like, you know what? Thanks for the love.
Clarence in Oakland. Did we already do that? Clarence, go ahead, Clarence.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Hello?
What up,
Clarence? Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, it's actually Carlos, but it don't matter.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, it's important to get your name right, Carlos. I'm sorry. Carlos, what's up?
It's all good. Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Mine's pretty simple. It's just No Limit. No Livingston. Not No Livingston.
No, I got you. Thank you, Carlos. We appreciate the phone call.
But I don't know if that's
no
good.
No Livingston. Yeah, I don't think it's going to make the poll.
I got it.
But I appreciate where he was going with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You people, man. God, I can't. Why do I even bother preparing for a show with you and then come in here and all you guys want to talk about is Sean Livingston's possible nicknames? I mean, what's the point?
If we can get a hold of Sean, he could actually vote.
Will you stop saying that?
We'll say Sean.
Okay. You think Sean's going to call in?
No, all if right we reach
if
out
you
to
know
him.
Sean Livingston and you're listening, please
no,
have him
I'm
call
gonna
in.
I'm going to send the tweet because I'm very successful when I tweet.
Oh, that's what we're talking. Oh, yeah, we've got E40 on. Yeah, you've killed it.
Have I got a hit yet?
I don't think so. 888-957-9570. The phone lines are literally lit, so we're going to ask Bill Orme if he's kind enough to join us at 8:45. So if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah doing I don't know what here on 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming up at 8:45. I don't even know, man. I don't know this Bill Orme guy. I'd love to talk to him about hoops.
Look at those phone lines.
But you people, man, you people make me question my career.
They're packed like a U-Haul truck.
I come in here with hard-hitting angles on the Dubs and going up 2-0, the big comeback, and all you people want to do. Where's my you people drop, man? I came up with that from this Chappelle
I thought
show.
I got rid of it.
You people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Where's my what the hell you mean, you people?
What the hell you mean, you people?
And all you people want to do is come up with a nickname for Sean Livingston, which we did not plan. It started off as a joke. Guru said that he calls him Liv.
It
I said that
a
was
joke.
A terrible
I
name.
Him. And then you called him Gumby.
Which is way better. And now we've gotten like 1,000 ideas outside of that. And now we can't even get people in because the phone lines are completely full. But you can jump in as we take calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795. And on Twitter, we are at 957. Again, we have some polls, which we love when you participate in, so we can read the results, which we do, which we will do later. Let's go to Rick and SF. Go ahead, Rick.
What's up, guys? The thing with Sean Livingston is you could put him at any time in the game, and he's one thing. And his nickname to me is very simple. Solid. Solid Sean Livingston.
Thank you for the phone call, Rick. We have reached a higher expectation level of what the nicknames will be. So solid is not going to work.
We talked about it in the break. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Do you have a list of the good nicknames, 90210? We need to make a list of what's good. All I can remember right now is...
That was emphatic. No.
Long like. Sean Livingston is all I have off the top of my head.
And Biggingston.
Biggingston was good. Big Sean from the rapper, but that's kind of like the name that he has now, which is S Dot, which is stolen from Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, we need to do a little
Seth
bit
Curry. Better. That's his Twitter handle, S Dot.
Really?
Yeah, S Dot.
So
Curry.
Are they beefing over that nickname?
I want to start.
All right, let's go to Merlin in Oakland. Go ahead, Merlin. Oh, Merlin, are you there? He, she gone. Not sure what
Marilyn
sex,
Monroe?
Gender that nickname is. Well, I think it was Merlin, not Marilyn.
Oh, Merlin.
But I don't know.
Merlin.
Have you ever met anybody named Merlin, one way or the other? All right, we're wasting time. Junior in San Jose. Go ahead, Junior.
Hey, what's up, man? I was kind of going off how Steph and Clay are the Splash Brothers. He could be the Stretch Brother, so Stretch.
Well, we kind of had. Thank you for the phone call, Junior.
We love it. We've heard Stretch.
We had Stretch Armstrong.
We need it in a.
And it's got to be. It's got to be tied into the name. That's why I love Long Sean Silver so much.
That's one. That's in the top three.
I think it's going to be number one.
No,
I don't think it's going to win the vote.
What was the big one? I can't remember.
Sean Biggingston. Because he plays big. Sean Biggingston.
That's my favorite.
All right, Andre and Hollister. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey there. Gumby, I really like, but I got feeding off a Star Wars theme. How about Obi-Wan Kenobi? Let's go Obi-Sean my homie.
Thank you, Marco. We appreciate it.
A little long, but...
Oh, Marco? Well, that's what was highlighted. Thank you, Andre and Hollister. I'm sorry. All these, I mean, they keep popping up. Adam in Oakland. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First, I don't think you should play Steph this series at all.
Way to get some actual sports talk mixed in, Adam. I appreciate that. Okay, so no Steph at all?
No Steph. I think,
what about Game 7, Adam?
I mean, you don't,
game
you
7?
Yeah, if it goes to game to 7 games, I think you play him. But
okay.
As long as you're up, you know, even if you're up 2-1, I think you don't play him anymore.
All right.
In Game 4.
So all the way to game 5? Because I think he's going to be ready for game 3. He practiced behind a curtain.
He's not playing.
Did you see that?
There's a reason there was a curtain.
Yeah, because he's healthy and ready to go, and
or
he doesn't
he
want the Blazers
hurting.
To know about
it. Stop.
All right,
I was just thinking back to earlier this year. You know, we had that shin bruise.
Mm-hmm.
They played him, and twice he got injured playing. You know, he knocked into Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, I remember.
Set him back.
I remember. Great knowledge. I
the second one, though, was fluke.
But he still was hobbled.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
If you watch him
and
walk, he's still...
on the nickname, too.
Uh-oh, here
we
go.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So you remember how Sean Livingston had one of the worst knee injuries in the history of sports?
Yes, it was horrific when he was playing for the Clippers. Yeah.
Oh, where's he going?
So it made me think he's like a zombie, so Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
I
might make the poll.
I don't like the dead.
Thank you for the phone call, Adam.
Yeah, the dead makes me think
of
funerals.
No, but his point is he never dies because he's a zombie.
Right, but when I hear the word dead, it's somber.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Mike in San Mateo. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm channeling Bon Jovi. Living on a J.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike.
But
that doesn't rhyme with the original, right? It's like it's living on a prayer.
And if I said
living on the J, yeah, sorry, Mike.
The whole
we have
goal
higher standards
is,
right now.
If I didn't tell you who the player was, you could almost guess because you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got
to
be
correlate. It's got to correlate.
The reason why I love Long Sean Silver is because
he's long
and Sean is in it. So it's got to be incorporated
his
with his name.
I don't like the Silver.
At this point.
Yeah.
You don't like the singer?
The Silver.
Oh, Silver.
Yeah.
Because you want his last name to be Silver?
I mean, that would be too perfect.
Okay, yeah. All right. I can't even throw the phone number out because all the lines are lit. Nessa in San Jose. Go ahead, Nessa.
Hey, so my nickname would be Sean Killingson because he's killing it.
That's not bad.
You got in the top 10, Nessa. Young lady.
Thank you for the phone
call.
Take
care of Kaepernick.
We got to start writing these down. If it's a decent idea, we got to write them down.
I have a memory.
You can't name one.
Killingston.
The one that just got said. Thank you, Guru. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls. Unfortunately, only on nickname suggestions. I hope this is getting trended on Twitter. We need to get to Sean Livingston on Twitter so that he can vote to end all of it. I'm sure he's in Portland. I don't know if they've left yet, but actually probably not. But whatever. Let's get to him and see what he thinks the nickname should be. All right?
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Rugby and SF. Go ahead, Rugby.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So let me give you a little brief breakdown of my nickname for Sean Livingston.
All right, it's got to be real brief.
Twitter handle.
All right, go ahead.
So his Twitter handle is S-Dot, right? So he gets the whole reference from Jay-Z. So my nickname, I got two nicknames from. One is S-Dot because Jay-Z's concept was Sean S-Dot Carter.
That's already the nickname, Rugby, but go ahead. What's the other one?
Okay, and then so the other one is Sean, S-H-A-U-N Carter. So, yeah, kind of like you know, Jay-Z reference, but with instead of A-W-N for Sean, it's S-H-A-U-N.
We don't need a
Twitter
handle.
Thank you, Rugby. We appreciate it.
This is not a Twitter handle. This is a nickname.
And you can't steal a nickname from somebody that... and look, we have high standards for our nicknames right now, so if you're calling in, you better bring it. P.I. and Milbray? P.I., what's going on?
Throw the flag for this one.
All right, really quick. So it's going to be Sean Lickety-Split-Stun.
Thank you, P.I., for the phone call.
I'm
not
sorry,
good enough.
P.I., I might have got it in my top. Sean Lickety
Splitston. All right. You know what? Write it down. Maybe it will be a nominee.
I'll remember.
We'll talk about it as a show. No, 90210 needs to write it down. Jamal in Oakland. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
My name would be Long Liv. And I got a second name. It would be Town Biz Liv. They play in Oakland.
Thank you, Jamal. Appreciate the phone call. Not going to make the list,
but I needed more.
All right, let's go to Michael in Oakland. Let's go, Michael.
Hey guys, so check it out. My wife and I were watching the game last night. Livingston does a turnaround jumper, and she says, "You know what I call him? I call him the Quiet Assassin." That's the name right there.
Thank you, Michael. Not going to make it. Not creative. I mean, look, he is a quiet assassin. But that we're looking
great
for.
Great job by your wife, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Michael in Oakland. Yeah. Great job by your
not
wife.
Not a winner.
You're trying to be the good cop as per usual, but it's not very creative.
We're looking for a creative nickname.
Yeah. A la Long Sean Silver, which is still the leader
Big
in the clubhouse. Biginston's
Sean
pretty
Biginston.
Good. I like that.
That's
pretty
big
good.
And right. It got his last name in it.
Tony in Pleasanton. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. So this doesn't have his name on it, but Afro Samurai.
Afro?
You remember when he had that big afro?
He still kind of does, but yeah, not as big as it used to be.
Afro Samurai.
Thank you for the phone call, Tony. Again, write all these down. I want to write all of them down, and then we'll narrow it down to a list, you know? And then we'll put it on the poll, and we'll find out, and hopefully Sean will call in, and he'll weigh in.
Well, he's got to know. I'm trying to effort him on
Twitter. Have you even sent out a tweet?
I can't get his...
Your powerful tweet? You can't find his Twitter handle? Don't we know that it's S-Dot right now?
No, that's Seth Curry's, Steph's brother.
Oh, that's right. There's a beef
S-Dot.
Going on. Who's
there is no
it?
Beef.
You created it. Fitz in South City. Go ahead, Fitz.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
First off, if you have to explain the nickname, it ain't that good.
There we go.
So I'm going to go with the Pogo from Peoria.
Pogo? He doesn't jump
the
high
Pogo.
Anymore, though.
Who don't jump
high? Come on.
Livingston.
Those baseline cuts.
Yeah, Zach,
I mean,
I'm
he can dunk, but he doesn't have the hops like he used to.
Dude, that's why he's scoring, looking like Penny Hardaway in the post.
He had a horrific knee injury.
And he's back from that.
100%.
Is he supposed to jump
you know
to the...
It? Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Fitz.
You wouldn't know it. He's bashing on people. Good Lord, Zach. I'm a little disappointed.
You normally are. Mike in San Jose. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry, wrong guy. Whoever you are, go ahead.
Throw the flag on you.
Throw it. We'll do it later. Mike in San Jose. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I'm just going to call him straight up Slim and don't play Steph in the third game.
Thank you for the phone call. Brief, just slim. No, slim's not good enough.
We've heard
standards
that
have been
times.
Raised. Yeah. All right. Apparently, we have canceled Bill Orme, or maybe he canceled
on
us.
That's too strong of a word.
I don't know. Well, we're not doing him at 8:45 because we have all these phone calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95. If Bill Orme wants to do 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Bill Orme there. But until then, we are men of the people. All these people want to weigh in on Sean Livingston nicknames, and damn it, that's what the show turned into.
We got a top 10.
Do we? I don't think anybody's written down one nickname that we like. I think all we know is
Livingston,
Long Sean,
and
Silver. That's all we got so far.
And Liv.
Out of all these phone calls. 888-957-9570. More of your calls next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I guess this is going to be the show. You people, man, you Bay Area people, and I've been here my entire life. I love you deeply. I do. I love the Bay Area.
What the hell you mean, you people?
You people are just
That's
having
what I'm saying.
This entire show is going to be coming up with Sean Livingston's nickname. And if you know Sean Livingston, then please get a hold of him. See if he will call in. So
it would be fitting to get him on and have him vote.
He can make the final vote. Right now, there's no way to get in, but you can get in as soon as we go through the callers. Your ideas for it, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, we are asking you to be quick and precise because a lot of people want to weigh in on it. So let's start with Natalie in Oakland. Go ahead, Natalie.
Yeah, I think I got it. Live large.
Live large and in charge or just live large?
Good effort.
Thank you for the phone call, Natalie. Good job. Good effort. Can we get that drop for when one is not that great? Natalie, keep listening, though. I don't want to lose you as a listener.
No, don't call us. We'll call you.
That's right. We already have one. The Very Blash cordial. In Richmond. Go ahead, The Blash.
All right. Not really good at nicknames because you can't really top Biggington. But I'm going to go with Steph Curry. I play him in game 3.
Why? You're up 2-0. Why would you risk it?
I wouldn't start him, but I'd probably just give him a little playing time to shake some of the rust off from him sitting.
Do you think he's ready to play, though? That's what a lot of people...
Only if he's healthy.
Okay.
Only if he's healthy.
I think he is. I think
I don't. I see him hobbling when he's walking.
Originally, there was a 2-week timetable. Saturday would be 13 days.
Yep. It's a real injury.
Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. The Blash or Bash or whatever.
I got a good one from Sir Loco 408. Sean Livingstonna. Might be in the top 10.
Womp, 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 womp.
Sean Livingstonna. Stunna.
Paulie in San Francisco. Go ahead, Paulie.
Hi. I have a quick nickname. I think it should be Sean Nuff. Like Sean Nuff. Every time he hits a hoop, Sean Nuff.
Sean Nuff?
Sean Up.
Sean Up or Sean Uff?
Like Sean and then N-U-F-F. Like
yeah, Sean Up.
Like Sean Up.
See, I was right. Sean Up. Thank you for the phone call, Paulie. We appreciate it. Chris and Oakley, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, great show.
Thank you.
About Steph, I would say do not play him in the third game. Save him for the fourth.
Okay.
And then for Sean Livingston, just kind of getting on his knee injury, I say living proof.
I like that.
He's living proof that you can come back.
I like that. Thank you for the phone call, Chris.
I mean,
you
didn't
like
it? I'm not hating. It was cool.
All right. Well, look, we're going to narrow it down.
Definitely not the best.
Okay. All right. Mo and Benicia, go ahead, Mo.
What's happening, fellas? Good topic tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. We're doing a ton of work. Go ahead.
All right. I got Sean Hambone Livingston.
Yeah, just to be safe. Thank you for the phone call, Mo. We appreciate it. Nina, Castro Valley. Go ahead, Nina.
All right, I got one.
Here we go.
Sean, it's lit, son.
Wow, that may be in my top 5.
Thank
young
you,
lady.
Nina. Thank
That's
you,
all
Nina.
The thank you. We got to ask her how she. Sean, it's lit, son.
Yeah, right, we got a ton of calls. I'm trying to rapid fire, man.
All right,
just, you know. Al and Tracy, go ahead, Al.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got one. How about Slim Sean Livingston?
Slim Sean Livingston?
Yeah, Rimmingston, like a rim? Rimmingston.
Rimmingston. thank you for the
that
phone call.
That means it ain't going all the
don't
way.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
There we look at you.
Like that?
Yeah. Got that from
my man. Yeah. Ray in Oakland. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey there. So I love my superheroes. And you know, I'm thinking about the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
We got Green. We got Clay. We got Curry. But now we got Sean. He's Mr. Sean-tastic.
Mr. Sean-tastic?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic Four.
They're coming in.
Writing them down. Thank you for the phone call, Ray. Let's go to Adam in Union City. Go ahead,
the
Adam.
Yoon.
Yo, it's Adon. And it's
about
Aunt John Livingston.
We already had that.
Good one,
didn't
but we? Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you for the phone call.
Union City rep.
Adon.
That was a good one.
Well, we already had it.
Yeah, but he was really from Union City.
But did he say it differently? Long John Livingston?
Yeah.
Oh, what did we have different. Before?
Long John
Long
Silver.
Sean.
Yeah, Long Sean Silver.
Long like Sean some, Silver like and now Long links, John Livingston.
Hot links.
Those are different. One's Long John, like Long John's. No. The other one's... Okay. David in SF. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'll be quick here. I think this is the one here. Long live.
I think we had that one.
Just like that?
L-I-V, live.
Long live, like long live the king.
Oh, know? He's long live. And live is in the last name. Not bad. Thank you, David.
Yeah. If what? You got to do all that.
Too much?
Keep your day job.
Really?
Yeah, long
don't
live.
Don't call us, we'll call you. Not going to make the poll?
Nah.
All right. Victor in Alameda, go ahead, Victor.
Sean Snake Eyes Livingston, and you can call him good old Snake Eyes Livingston. He's a silent assassin.
Wow.
Sean Snake Eyes Livingston.
Put the pin down.
Thank you, Victor.
Yeah, great effort.
We'll call you. Don't call us.
He used four nicknames.
Why is Snake Eyes a
I have no
term of...
He's good at dice.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Walter in Alameda. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, I'm looking for Andre Iguodala. Hey, we just call him Iggy Dollars. Can you forget about shop, but we call Andre Iguodala Iggy Dollars.
Iggy Dollars. Okay, we're going off the board. We're not even giving a nickname. Thank you for the phone call, Walter. We're not even giving a nickname to Sean
Iggy
Livingston.
One.
Iggy Dollars? What is that a play on words of?
Iguodala.
Iggy Dollars? Like money?
I like it.
Okay. ML in Fairfield. Go ahead, ML.
How about Always Ready, Sean Steady?
Always Ready, Sean Steady. Thank you for the phone call, ML. I think that we will be calling you. You will not be calling us.
It's always like that's ready. That's a rap verse.
He is always ready.
A hard hitter. Quick
and he
in
is
and out.
Steady, but it's not...
Animal style, in and out.
Not terribly creative. Matt in Oakland, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, the way he's feasting in the playoffs, call him Sean Thanksgivingston.
Oh, I'm a fan.
That might be
thank
in my
you,
top
Matt.
Three.
Appreciate the phone call. Sean Thanksgiving. That is good. That's going to make the poll.
Yeah. No, that's in the top five.
Pat in San Jose, go ahead, Pat.
The nickname I give is Sean the Man Livingston. Yeah, man.
Sean DeMond Livingston. I like that, too. Thank you, Pat. We're on a roll right. You don't like that?
No.
Little Jamaican flavor? Sean DeMond Livingston. I like that one. No? Oh, this poll's going to be... We need Sean to call in and vote himself. Johnny in Fairfield. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, I got Slim Jim Livingston.
Slim?
We've already
Jim?
Had that one. Don't
have
get him
we?
Excited. Yeah, good job.
I think we just had Slim Jim.
It was Slim Jim.
He rhymed it, though.
Snap into a Slim Jim Livingston.
I kind of like it. Thank you, Johnny. I'm just getting caught up on the roll.
Yeah, you are. You're overzealous.
No, we had Slim Jim, but he rhymed the Slim Jim with Livingston.
So what's the nickname?
Slim Jim Livingston. It's not bad. I think you're sleeping on it. Is this? I can't tell if are we accurate on the names. Anthony in Pleasant Hill. Go ahead, Anthony.
How about every time he just hits one of those short shots, you just say Slim Livin'?
I think we might have had that. Thank you for the phone call, Anthony. Slim Livin'.
Provocative enough, but I...
What's the play on words there? Slim Livin'? That's a phrase?
It's a short
by
shot.
Itself?
It's
Slim
a short
Livin'?
Shot.
Eh, that's probably not going to make it. BB in San Jose. Go ahead, BB.
Hey, I got two quick ones. I got the real Sean Shady and Sean the Don.
Sean.
What was the second one?
Sean the Don.
Sean the Don.
Sean the Don. I don't like
give
the second
the
one.
Hat.
Thank you, BB.
Give
what was the first one? The real... Sean Shady?
Yeah,
or the real Slim Shady?
I'm sorry.
Did he do anything there?
It didn't make it.
You didn't like
it?
Either?
No, yeah.
Sean Shady? The real Sean Shady?
See, he would want to fight if they called him
Well,
that.
You're losing the Slim in that nickname, which is kind of a key component to it.
Well, that's
what was the second one, Sean to Don? Yeah, that's not going to make it, but I'll write it down anyway. Alex and San Bruno, go ahead, Alex.
All right, I'm going to flip it just a little bit. We're going to say Sean's killing him. Sean killing him.
I think we might have had that also. Thank you for the phone call, Alex.
Sean's killing him is at the line.
That's why they took away the Bullets nickname. Alex, did we just do that? Yo Knock and San Mateo. Go ahead, Yo Knock.
Slim Reaper or Don?
What was the second one?
Don Livingston. It's a little flip on the earlier one.
Don Livingston. I like Slim Reaper better. Thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Tori in Alameda. Go ahead, Tori.
Let me get Sean the Postman Livingston.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Post? And we all know why.
Yeah, of course. He's in the post.
Carl Malone on
Appreciate
line
it.
One.
Thank you for the phone call, Tori.
Postman.
Good Mail point. Man. But Postman's different than
Postman. Yeah.
All right. Mike in Castro Valley. Go ahead, Mike.
I think it should be either the light-skinned assassin or Old Man's Game.
I like Old Man's Game. What was the first one?
The light-skinned assassin.
We don't want to get in there.
I don't think skin color is going to make it. Thank you for the phone call, though. We appreciate it, Mike.
Union City repping.
Another Mike in Concord. Go ahead, Mike. I don't know how to say that name, so I'm avoiding it. Go ahead, Mike in Concord.
Brianna.
Obi-Wan Shinobi.
Yeah. I kind of want to like it, but
Obi-Wan Shinobi. I'm writing them down. Thank you for the phone call. Oh, we got to go. Okay, all right. We're going to get back to your phone calls. If you're on hold, stay there. 888-957-9570.
The phone's smoking, Zach.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.